Anglers. Inside handoff goes to Spencer, and my, oh my, what a handle. Hosea Taylor just read the play, broke through the blocks, and nailed Tim Spencer before Tim could get up ahead of steam, and it's a loss of yards.
Well, he just stuffed that David Huffman tried to come across and trap him. He just stuffed him right back into the ball carrier. Looked like it was a mismatch with Jose taking that guard and just throwing him right back into the ball carrier.
Loss of three, and as we look at the diamond vision, Jose just destroyed the blocker and then picked up his man. Second down and 13. Single setback now. Slot to the left-hand side for the Wranglers. They're at the Gambler 30, at the Wrangler 38. The inside handoff's a delay to Kevin Long, and this time the man who makes the stop is Cleveland Crosby. I tell you what, the defensive line of the Gambler's doing a good job so far. A loss of one on that play, and it's third down and 14.
Trying to run a little quick draw on that play in there, and the Gamblers were having nothing but good job of reading, good job of anticipation.
Ed, would you rather see us stop the running of the Wranglers and force Landry to throw that ball?
Well, I think that's, you know, you've got two fine football players, Spencer and Long, in their backfield. They would like to run the ball and keep ball control and keep it away from Kelly.
Split backfield on third down and 14. The slots to the right-hand side for the Wranglers. Landry, long count. Now straight drop back, four-man rush by the Gamblers. He's under pressure. He lets one loose. It's going to be intercepted by the Gamblers on the tip. Tommy Myers tipped it, and Mike Mitchell took it away from the intended receiver, Larry Douglas. It's first and 10 for the Gamblers at their own 41-yard line. Big turnover here early in the first quarter.
And let's give credit to a lot of people on that play. Number one, the defensive line had good pressure on Landry. He put the ball up for grabs. Great anticipation by Myers on that. He was there. He almost made the interception. He probably bet himself for not making the interception.
But Mike Mitchell was there to pick it up off the ground, and it's first and 10 for the Gamblers on the turnover. And as you were talking about earlier, Ed, the Wranglers are giving up the ball a lot more than a George Allen team would normally give up.